Blog Talk Radio.
We're proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
No matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Hallelujah. What you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones, amen, for today. Let's begin with a song.
God, send me.
are the fire. We are the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
not by power. Send your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. Send your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God.
was your love, only your love.
Okay, this next song is from my debut album on Atlantic Records called Stranger on Earth. And sometimes as artists, when you feel like you have a message that you want to get out, you're boxed into a certain category. But I believe as an artist, I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the soul of man. I'm very responsible with my lyrics. So I'm honest with my lyrics, and I just want you guys to understand that when an artist is writing a song, whether it be about herself or about her experiences, it's definitely words from the heart. So this song, I got to sing from my grandmother when we talked about each other, my sister. We called each other Big Head and all kind of names. My grandmother would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
The boss was up in my face. To top it off, I spilled coffee on my dress. Not usually me, today I need it, I guess. I know the coworker just got spent on the phone. Don't wanna be here, I just wanna go home. My man is tripping, I think he's a mistake. But when I get home, mama, tell him this way.
I gotta work all day to pay the bills. And you ain't giving up no bum nets around here. So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I'm not gonna go and let you get the best of me. I had it up to here, honey, child, can't you see? So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
After work, I'd read a book, meditate. Feeling kinda woozy, must be something I ate. My girlfriend stressing, cause the man didn't come home. I tried to tell her she should leave alone. My dog is bugging, cause he wants to go out. Somebody's yelling, don't know what it's about. My neighbor's calling, talking about we need to talk. Better watch what you say, cause my patience is shot.
I gotta work all day to pay the bills. You ain't giving up, no one mess around here. So if you ain't got nothing good to say,
don't say nothing at all. Don't say nothing at all.
Yeah. I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go, you always stayed around.
To the voice of joy online today. The message, a show based on faith, healing, and honor to God. What words will it take for you to realize how special you are and that our Creator and you, being created, are in His image? What will it take for you to rest at ease that He is there for you without question? How many days, weeks, months, and even years before you realize that no one knows your personal relationship with the Creator but you. If your fingerprints cannot be duplicated because they are yours and yours alone, if when the Creator speaks to you in a voice, only you can understand, how long will you say, God does not talk to me? We walk around with intentional blinders on, asking everyone to tell us what God is saying to us. When we hear his voice guiding us through the wilderness of life, guiding us through the wilderness of life, not a desert, not a forest, or even a mountain, but in and through the wilderness of life, with all its ups and downs. God has been there since the day you were conceived, and yet you still ask others, what is he trying to say to you? So the question for you today is, how long will you doubt your own faith, your one faith? You've won because you believe that the Creator will protect you and guide you. So you are not in a desert. You are not in a forest. And you are not facing a mountain with fire. But you are in and going through the wilderness of life. And with all its ups and downs, God will be there for you. It's easy to forget that you are created in his image.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nail through my hand, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was.
I left my soul, my purpose was to flow, shedding its blood.
woman's world. Ooh, it's hard on the man. Now it's part, it's over. Now starts the craft of the father. I know you've got a little life in you left. I know you've got a lot of strength left.
Welcome, Gospel Premier Saxophonist, Angela Christie.
kick and play.
Whew, that was a walkout.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! I've been held in your... your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you
of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers,
760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407 or by clicking our website on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.